Our district has not entered negotiations in good faith.
Impasse, failed mediation, arbitration, all mark the history of contract negotiations over the last couple of years between the Juneau School District and Juneau Education Association. Now the two sides await an arbitrator's opinion. It's only advisory. They met with the arbitrator in mid-October. There have been no negotiations since. But the school board allows public comments at the start of every meeting, and that time has become the teacher's platform this fall. Zonnekeheny Middle School teacher Kathleen Portfield was the first to address the board on Tuesday.
Please direct the superintendent to come back to the table with no less than the current increase in the cost of living for 2013, currently 2.7% for the first 6 months.
JEA Vice President Dirk Miller has more than 24 years in the district as a parent and physical education teacher. He said he doesn't remember a time when there's been such a disconnect between the district and its staff. He explained why teachers quickly rejected the district's last offer in early October.
Almost a year. It seems like we've been stonewalled. The district really didn't offer us anything. Zero in salary increase. Even some safety measures didn't get addressed. So this year, we come back to the table, and the best we have to offer is cutting health insurance for some teachers and then rewarding a very few members of the one-time bonus. That's not going to heal this division.
The teachers have not minced words. At each monthly board meeting, they've described low morale, feeling devalued, even anger toward the administration. 16-year high school teacher Tanya Mosier acknowledged that negotiations seldom go well, but said this year is the worst.
You haven't bargained in good faith 10 times to the table without a single penny unless it was a divisive offer is not a respectful thing to do to us.
The district blames flat funding from the legislature, a problem for schools across Alaska. Juneau Superintendent Glenn Gelbrick said he hopes Monday's negotiating session will get JEA and the administration closer to a solution. But he said every dollar requires a trade-off.
Reality is that our resources are what our resources are. And, to every additional dollar we spend over on a salary side, for whatever employee group, not just teachers, but any employee group, means that we have to balance that with the interest of the programs we offer to kids.
In the meantime, briefs are due to the arbitrator next week. The advisory opinion is expected before the end of the year. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.